Now, is it €2,000 or €3,000? That was the question of every opposition TD's lips this week as the third level fees row rumbled on. The past 2 years have seen cuts to fees as part of one-off measures announced in each budget. But despite promises to cut student fees more permanently, no plan has yet been put in place, leading to uncertainty for families and questions around the security of the coalition partnership. And Matt Carty, coming to you first. Last night, your colleague in Sinn Féin received a letter from the minister at the centre of the controversy, that minister being James Lawless. Tell us about what that letter said to you over Friday night.
Well, after a bizarre week in which it was made absolutely apparent that this government have no sense of all of the cost of living crisis that many families are going through, when the minister, Lawless in particular, but quickly followed up by the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and several other ministers, heaped uncertainty upon uncertainty, the minister thought it was appropriate to write to the Sinn Féin spokesperson and asking them to avoid creating uncertainty. So it has moved from the absolute bizarre to the ridiculous, and we still have this position whereby last weekend, in I think this very studio, Minister Lawless created huge consternation and created lots of discussions at kitchen tables all over the country. And the particular question is, as you put it, will the fees in September be 3,000 or 2,000? And recognising that, that the answer to that question will have a profound impact on people's lives.
What the minister in that letter, what he's trying to get to, though, he talks about quote unquote uncosted promises from Sinn Féin. He talks about quote unquote on the fly policy announcements. He accuses you of quote unquote cheap headlines. It's 2 pages in length. And what he's really trying to get at is Sinn Féin is talking about a 1500 reduction in their version of a cost of living package. Your manifesto from the recent general election talks about wanting fees abolished. And he's saying, tell us how much is going to cost and talk to us, debate it out in the Dáil.
So,
do you know the price? So,
yes, I do. And you know how I know the price? Because James Lawless's department told us the price. So we've set out our very clear target to abolish student fees. But in the here and now, what parents want is the answer to the question as to what will the fees be in September. And what we have said in our alternative budget and our cost of living package is that we would reduce them to €1,500. The cost of that would be €148.6 million, to be precise. As I say, that's according to James Lawless's own department. That's certainty. That's telling people what Sinn Féin would do. But what people want to now know is what government will do. And Niall is okay on the line, so let him answer that question.
So thank you. So Niall Collins joining us from the Limerick studio. You were a minister in this particular department up until last year, where you were doing back-to-back years of one-off measures to try and help families and students with these fees. Can you just talk to us a little bit about how you came at that decision over recent years of doing these one-off measures, while also talking about trying to do something more permanent?
Good afternoon. Well, there, you know, people up and down the country fully understand and fully recall the series of one-off measures which we had during COVID and which we had since COVID. When we came off the back of COVID, we went through a very high inflationary cycle, as we know, exacerbated by the war in Ukraine. We had hyperinflation, and thankfully that's now back down at very manageable levels at about 1.5%. So we're into a more normalised economic environment from that point of view. So we had these one-off payments. Everybody in the country knows and understands what a one-off payment is. They were exceptional for a series of years and given with no future commitment. So what we have is Sinn Féin, followed by others within the opposition, who are jumping up and down in relation to the student registration charge, which was part of the cost of living packages for the last number of years and saw a reduction as part of those one-off packages.
And Minister, to your point, I think the public understand one-off measures, But in parallel, what about efforts then to look at this on a more permanent basis? Your own programme for government talks about continuing to reduce it over the lifetime, but do it in a way that is sustainable, but bring permanency to it. Were there requests during your time there in the, with the Department of Public Expenditure to reduce third level fees on a more permanent basis?
So I think we have to address the politics of it here, because the hypocrisy of the Sinn Féin position that has been taken this week is really off the charts in terms of ultra-populism. And James Lawless was right to point out in written format to the Sinn Féin spokesperson yesterday about the uncosted demands, the on-the-hoof, empty type of promises
have to give
that
me
haven't
the
been.
Now.
Sorry, Matt, I didn't cut across you.
And
you've had plenty.
I have a couple of things to say.
And
people
I will
understand the one-off measures, but we're talking about multi-annual planning then as well, and what efforts to try and bring some certainty and clarity to that bigger, grander ambition. What things were put in place to make sure you were doing both?
Okay,
the one-offs and the permanency.
So just to finish the point that I was making, Sinn Féin, they've produced no policy paper which has been costed by the Parliamentary Budget Office. They haven't produced their annual budget statement, which is a document which should give transparency to their position. They talk about the need to have certainty and clarity for students, which of course we have to have, but we also need it for farmers, we need it for self-employed people, we need it for workers, we need it for small business, we need it for medium and large size business. And we will have the budget which will give...
The budget is in October. What will the fees be in September?
Again, Matt, you know, this cheap approach that you're taking, just allow me to develop the few points that I want to say, and you will have your opportunity to say. Everybody across society and across the different sectors in their economy will want certainty, and they will get certainty as part of the budgetary process. So the reduction in the student registration charge, which we experienced as part of our one-off measures over the last number of years because of COVID, because of the inflationary cycle, also included, for example, energy credits, a living alone allowance, extra payments, fuel allowance, extra payments, working family, a whole suite of measures. I didn't hear Matt or anybody else talking about the energy credits or all the other parts of the cost of living packages.
Okay, so we have
packages.
The points there. Can I bring in...
Well, they're very relevant points. And I think that's the context in which it has to be looked at. And that's what we've been saying.
Let me bring in Laura Harman.
So within government, we will frame the budget through the normal budgetary process, which will have the summary economic statement. And it will have, I'm sure, a reduction in college registration fees.
It will.
A month into the college term.
That's my expectation. Certainly, it's within the programme for government. And it will be announced on Budget Day, along with a whole series of other budgetary measures, which will give people certainty right up and down this country, across every sector of business and every sector of employment and every sector of society.
So, Laura Harman, to bring you in there, you're listening to the Minister saying there will be some reduction, but under maybe the more quote-unquote regular budget rather than these one-off. You're part of a rally that's been organised outside Leinster House on Tuesday, but given that Labour Party's own manifesto talks about committed to achieving free-level, third-level education, that it'll happen over time, that this isn't something that can be abolished overnight. Are you sympathetic to the government's efforts here when it comes to trying to do something one-off, but also do something for the long term?
Well, first of all, I think I'm not sympathetic to the government this week. I think they've had a terrible week. I think there's been a lot of miscommunication, a lot of discord clearly within the government themselves. And the key thing here is families and students need clarity. They don't need it in October. They need it now. They're trying to plan to see if they can send students to college in September. €1,000 is a lot of money. The programme for government itself just 6 months ago said they're committed to reducing the fee over the lifetime of the government. So increasing it by €1,000 would be a very, very poor start on that. We saw a lot of disagreement in the government this week. I mean, we saw Deputy Maeve O'Connell coming out against James Lawless on Liveline during the week. In the Shannon this week, it was incredible. We saw 8 Fine Gael senators in a row criticising the minister and saying there cannot be an increase in the fee. So it's embarrassing for the government, and I think it doesn't lend confidence to the public. And I think this government have been flip-flopping a lot in relation to student issues.
What would the Labour Party do? Because surely you would like to see more targeted interventions rather than this universal approach. And what would you do? What would it cost? Matt gave a price there for his approach.
Well, ultimately, we know that the 1,000 euro decrease would cost about 100 million. We know currently, for example, there is 1.8 billion of an accumulated surplus in the National Training Fund. There are areas that can be looked at. And I'll be the first person to commend Minister Lawless if he can find this budget. He needs to negotiate for his department. He is the minister responsible for this. He's the minister that needs to give students and families clarity. And I think that he absolutely needs to do this. And look, it is worth saying as well, I think a lot of disrespect has been shown to students and families by this government over the last 2 weeks in terms of miscommunications. We saw Minister James Brown, the Minister for Housing as well, 2 weeks ago, saying that he was looking at putting in protections in place for student renters to protect them from rent hikes. And then that was rolled back on. There was flip-flopping there. Again, students and families need to be able to plan. And ultimately, look, education is a public good. I think we need another Niamh Brannock moment in this country at some point. Former Labour Minister who abolished fees in the 90s, the late, great Niamh Brannock. It has really driven economic success in this country.
Let me bring back in Matt Carthy. There was a lot of talk this week, Matt, about this idea of a two-tier system, that you can continue to do universal supports, but you need a layer on top that's very, very targeted for those low-income families. Is that the right way to go here, rather than trying to an approach that really bigger earning families and households don't really need this, that this should be much more targeted, and maybe that's what the government is headed towards in September, October?
So it's not a neither or. We have to, of course, make third level education as accessible as possible for those who want to avail of it. We also need to reduce the cost of actually participating in an apprenticeship. But here's the difficulty, and this is the thing that has been really surprising for me, particularly over the past number of months, while government have said that the inflationary cycle has calmed down. The cost of living crisis, if anything, has gotten worse. I'm talking to people who never would have had a reason in their lives before to contact a political party or political representative, who are making it their business to contact me to tell. These are people in good, well-paid jobs, as they would be considered, who are really, really struggling. The cost of groceries, the cost of fuel, the cost of electricity, and now this uncertainty around the cost of sending their children to college. What government have done for them in the past number of months is increase the cost of their fuel, increase the cost of their home heating oil, increase the cost of the rents for their children who might be going to college, and done nothing in respect of the other spiralling costs for groceries and other items. And now, right as people were filling in their last offers of the CAO forms, they were hit with what was an absolute sucker punch. And they're really, really angry. And I think it is actually bizarre that we are in a situation a week on that we still have another government minister on the National Airways that cannot provide the certainty. And he's telling people who are sending their children to college in September that they'll get an answer in October. That's just not on.
Minister Niall Collins in there to respond. And maybe just specifically, this idea of the two-tier system, Minister, we've been hearing about it since 2007 by a range of bodies who would like to see, a universal support, but layer on top, very targeted interventions for low-income families. Is that something that is achievable between now and this budget?
Well, maybe you should just, first of all, tell Matt Carthy that in relation to fuel prices, where he likes to blame the price of fuel and government, that we're price takers when it comes to fuel and energy in this country.
You
Matt,
increased the carbon tax once already this year, and you're planning to do it a second time.
Matt, let me respond.
So, Matt, there's a little bit of reality that you have to accept when you're operating in the real world, and if you want to operate in a kind of a parallel virtual universe where you don't have responsibility and don't have to deal with the realities of the globe, the best of good luck to you.
Are you planning on increasing the carbon tax in August?
In terms of what we've done in the whole area of addressing the cost of education, we've done a lot. Particularly, we've completely broadened and updated and modernised the SUSE grant, which is available to up to about 80,000 students out of about 140,000
students. And the SUSE grant, just for listeners, is the Student Universal Support Ireland that has a threshold, and more you're trying to get more students
and
within that.
And we've widened the threshold and the income limits, and we've widened the bands and the adjacency rates. So there has been a huge amount of resources put into that, bringing a lot more people into the net who can avail of that, and rightly so. Secondly, for example, we have created a whole series of technological universities right around the country, which is giving people an opportunity and a choice to attend universities closer to where they live within their regions. And that's a really positive innovation. Also, for example, in terms of trying to help students deal with the costs and their day-to-day costs in going to college, we've more than tripled the amount of money which is available in the Student Assistance Fund over the last 5 years. That's a fund which each university and college gets a direct grant from the Department of Further and Higher Education where they can manage it locally. And to give an example, I'm coming to you from Limerick. The University of Limerick would have a student assistance fund in excess of €1 million. The same in Cork. It's managed locally where people apply locally, and that money is available to help students who have financial issues, one-off crisis in relation to something that they may have to pay. So we've put a lot into it. But I do agree that we have to have a mix of both universal and targeted, and we have done that. And I think we will. That's something that we will engage with during the budgetary process. Minister Lawless has outlined quite factually the same as every other department of state. There is a budgetary process. We have the summer economic statement coming in the next few weeks before the Dáil goes into the summer recess. Each department will engage with the Ministers for Finance and Public Expenditure in relation
Minister,
to their asks for next year.
Can I ask, when you talk there about that you believe there will be a reduction, would you like to see that reduction universal across all households, regardless of incomes, or would you like to see reductions come this budget that are much more targeted to those low-income families?
Well, I think when we have to be prudent, as we do, you have to look at targeting your resources in the first instance. So you have to get the balance between targeting, which is through the SUSE system, the student universal student support grant system, or you have a choice, or you can do both. And that is something which the government and which the minister will balance up.
Okay.
We've done it before as part of previous budgets, and we will do it again. You rightly point out, why should a millionaire receive and the squeeze middle receive or not receive? So these are the balances that we have to balance up as a government, and we will do so, and they will be announced on budget day to give everybody certainty and predictability in terms of their household budgeting.
Okay, Laura Harmon, just to bring you in there on this two-tier piece, because we know the one-off cost of living measures have been criticised by lots of groups, Social Justice Ireland, Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission and many others. And so given that, would you not prefer to see from the Labour Party come this budget measures and supports that are much, much more targeted at those low-income families and a move away from this universality?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important to say that we have among the highest college fees in Europe. So we are an outlier here. So bringing down the fee will absolutely help so many families that are struggling now with budgeting for coming September. But of course, we do need to improve the SUSE grant system in terms of distances, in terms of the amount paid. So that is absolutely needed. And also in terms of apprenticeships, there are many apprentices that are earning below the minimum wage during their studies. I think this is absolutely unacceptable, and we do need to look at improving that. But I think one of the biggest costs as well in terms of college is accommodation, and we need to be clear about this. And look, there is no student accommodation strategy, and I've been questioning the minister on this for a long period of time. He told me he'd have it before the summer. Now he's saying it'll be by the end of the year, but hopefully by the end of the summer. So we need long-term planning as well in terms of purpose-built student accommodation that is affordable and accessible for students. So it is a wider cost of living issue. But absolutely, look, there's been so much kind of lack of clarity this week from the government. They need to give clarity to families, and they need to roll back on this, and they need to commit that the fees will not be increased for this September. And we're having a rally outside Leinster House on Tuesday, cross-party opposition with students' unions from across the country, 6 p.m. on Tuesday.
OK, and we've lots of text messages, emails coming in. I'll read out a few. Prices are not normalised for everyday people. We have seen no benefits to lower inflation. Costs are still going up and wages are not. Another, the money needed for cuts to third level fees would be better spent on student accommodation and targeted supports for less well off instead of reducing fees for those families earning €500,000 a year. I think this of the minister, why is he chatting about SUSE? We know about SUSE. Can I ask again, how much will the fees be in September? A simple question. And another, and finally, access to third level in education in Ireland remains deeply unequal, disproportionately excluding students from disadvantaged backgrounds, minority communities and those with additional needs. The rising cost of living, accommodation crisis and underfunded supports are significant barriers. And keep your text messages and emails coming, and no doubt we will be coming back to that debate in the days to come. We're going to take a break now. We'll be looking next at the issue of restorative justice, and there will be some references to sexual violence in that next segment, so listener discretion will be advised. We'll be back after these.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.